Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About those SNAP benefits, Lee.
Okay.
Now, I know this is crazy, but federal law is very clear. If you're not here legally, or if you're not a citizen, if you're not a legal permanent resident, of this country, you are not supposed to get those benefits.
Yeah. And as we all know, any law means that it doesn't happen.
It never happens. But Rob Finnerty of Newsmax had this report on how this attention on SNAP's exposing a couple of uncomfortable details about who is actually on these benefits.
There are 42 million people in this country that need food stamps on a weekly basis. And we're saying people deliberately instead of Americans, because most of the people that are on food stamps aren't even from this country. 45% of Afghanistan immigrants are on food stamps. 42% of Somali immigrants, 34% of every immigrant from Iraq, 23% of Haitians, 59% of all illegal aliens are collecting food stamps. Meaning that most of the people getting food stamps from the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer are not even Americans. Think about that. And we didn't know about any of this before the government shutdown started. But thanks to Democrats, we can confirm tonight that millions of Joe Biden illegal aliens, people who crossed the border when Joe was president, are now collecting food stamps from a program funded by hardworking American taxpayers.
The numbers are incredible. You really ought to see this. It's from CIS, Center for Immigration Studies.org. Great website to go get these stats. Food assistance. 48% of illegal immigrant headed households and illegal immigrant households. They call them illegal immigrant headed households. They may have an anchor baby that's an American. So 48% of households that are either entirely illegal immigrant or illegal immigrant households receive food assistance, SNAP or WIC or both. 39% of illegal immigrant headed households receive Medicaid. Keep in mind, 12 million came over the border during Joe Biden's era, yes, but Trump uses the number 25 because that counts the visa overstays too. So you can see the massive size of this. 39% of illegal immigrant-headed households are on Medicaid. Cash assistance, in addition, by the way, this is in addition, 18% of illegal immigrant-headed households are on cash assistance.
You mean actual money being given?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All of this is illegal, by the way. You cannot do it. Overall, any welfare, 59% of illegal immigrant-headed households. 59%. So, I mean, you know, if we want to really save ourselves some time and money on a deportation thing, we cut it all.
But anybody in the Senate who says that illegal immigrants are getting federal aid, they're not correct then, of course.
Right. Now, those numbers are from 2022, the most recent year they could get.
So it could be worse.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is worse. Here's the beauty of it, though. Now that we're talking about this, can you see it? When I saw these numbers, it dropped my jaw. Can you see why Democrats are fighting so hard You know, we're going to shut down the government over just taking away Medicaid. They cannot let Republicans get the idea they can take Medicaid away from illegal immigrants, because then they're going to be wanting to take away the food and cash assistance too. By the way, and the numbers are at least low for this, which was only 2022, could be worse now, 4% of illegal immigrant households were also on housing assistance too. So that was kind of a small number, but that's still a lot of people.
I'm sure that's still a significant amount of money.
Yeah. And some of these people, 49% of them are probably working under the table too. So, I mean, they're really making bank sending the money home. And that's what Rob Finnerty was talking about there. He's, you know, they rely on a lot of this assistance for their basic living needs so they can send more of the money they make under the table home. So like those 62,000 CDL drivers out of California. Yeah. Illegal immigrants, that violates federal law too. And, you know, those people, those are jobs Americans used to do. But California's decided illegals are going to do now because, you know, they drive all over the country. So what do? You headquarter your company in California, hire the illegals, and off they go. They work for less. They work under the table and works good.
And might not even be able to read the speed limit sign, but hey.
Well, you know, you just get yourself a good insurance policy. Hmm. Hope everything turns out okay. Yeah. So what we need to be doing right now is not forget SNAP, but, you know, double and triple down and take a look at who is on it, because the numbers are incredible. By the way, Finnerty also reported, I've got the screenshot here from Newsmax, Afghan immigrants, the ones that we brought in here without vetting them, and then it turned out a lot of them are either terrorists or had nexus to terror. Because remember, Joe Biden didn't give a damn and people were falling off the planes, and, you know, the people we actually, good people we actually, who actually helped us and we promised to protect them, but then Biden screwed him over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so then we had to look like we were bringing Afghans here. So we just loaded whoever wanted to come on a plane and flew them out. We didn't even bother to find out who they were. Yeah, well, those are the Afghan refugees. Over 200,000 of them came under Biden. 45% of them are on food stamps. Somali refugees, Biden let in 42% of them. Overall, Iraqi refugees, they've been coming here for 20 years, 34% of them are on food stamps. And Haitian refugees, I'm actually surprised it's as low as this, yeah. 23%.
Considering that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Geographically, it would be easier for them to get here.
Yeah.
Than those from Afghanistan or wherever.
And overall, it's 59%. So we are importing a class of people who are complete, are government, 60% are government dependent, and we do not have the jobs for them. We do not. So even if some of them did not want to be government dependent, they really don't have a choice. There's not enough jobs for them. And their only purpose for being here is to vote Democrat, as I've been saying for years. And when you look at this, now just to give you an idea, okay, just the absurdity of this. I mean, Joe Biden brings in 12 million over the border, another 12 million visa overstays we do nothing about. How many jobs did we create in September? Private sector numbers, because the government numbers are, I don't know, it's like a banana republic. Who knows? change every month, retract them 2 months later, who knows? But ADP, right? Private payrolls. We're creating about 14,500 private sector jobs for the entire country a week.
Doesn't sound like much, Tara.
It's 55,000 a month for the month of September, which is good because net the month before we didn't create any. And this is why if you see Trump in this frenzy, he's running around the world, he's not sleeping when he goes on these trips. That really scares me. Makes me very nervous. He really needs to live the next 3 years. Really wish he'd take a break. But I get why he's on fire. He's literally killing himself with these trade deals and getting these guarantees of investment and then getting the big, beautiful bill through with the expensing of the factories, 100% immediate. You don't have to amortize it so that people on the, you know, the edge of building a factory here will, because he's got 3 years. He can't wait for the economy to kind of do its own thing. He's got to fly around the world and cut. And he said there on that clip that I just played, it's going to probably be around $21 trillion worth of investment deals because we're not creating jobs. We had stopped creating jobs. And the Democrats were lying about it. And they were bringing in millions of people, only half of whom had a job of any kind, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. And they were all propped up on welfare. So what we've got really is a fake economy with fake jobs, which is to say no jobs. We lie about the jobs numbers, where the money in circulation is coming from welfare benefits for 60% of the people we brought in that we lied and said we need them to work, but we don't have jobs. I mean, the whole thing's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
To get votes, they don't really care about the rest of it. And Democrats definitely don't want to create jobs because, I mean, they just want to crush the economy and create government dependency, which is government dependency on them, right? So this system has been built to crush the economy, bring in new votes, lie about the jobs. Trump has, I mean, it'd take him 3 years just to begin to untangle this mess, and he doesn't have time. And so that's why you're seeing him do something you've never seen another president really do, which is dedicate himself to cutting deals all over the world, getting people to buy stuff or, you know, in exchange for access to our markets. And that's why these tariffs are so critical. And I really hope that the Supreme Court doesn't take them away.
Well, like I said yesterday, this is economic warfare. I mean,
yeah.
that's
economic world war, you said.
Yeah.
I wrote it down because it was so good. I didn't do my podcast on it yesterday, but I'm going to use
that. Well, I've got a better abbreviation for it. You could call it World War E.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I'm going to write that down too.
Okay.
All okay. Right. The World War E for econ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Trump can't wait for the economy to catch up. He's got to go do the deals himself because of this mess that they made.
Yeah.
So, while we're at this, maybe somebody should take Rob Finnerty's Newsmax report and maybe do a little looking and seeing who's on the snap, because that's not legal, and maybe cutting it off. And then, you know, hey, look, we don't want you to get stuck. Here's a free ticket. Trump's already offering that. If you're an illegal immigrant, you know, and he, by the way, he already cut off the Venezuelans, said the Haitians had to go home, said the Afghans had to go home. So you know what? Here's your free ticket. Here's $1,000 each. That'll go really far in Afghanistan. Get on the plane and go. Bye-bye. See you. Bye. We don't have jobs for you here. We can't take care of you. We can't take care of our own right now. You got to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.